Hey there, it's Calvin Corelli, founder and CEO of Simplero, here to teach you information marketing fundamentals to set you up for success in your info business. Today, we're going to talk about how you validate your idea, right? So you have an idea of who your ideal avatar is and what you can offer them that's going to be super appealing to them. Now you want to talk to them, right? Get them on Zoom, get them on a phone call, or get them in a live interactive situation somehow where you can ask them a bunch of questions. And we can give you a series of questions that you can ask them, but basically you want to hear to them from them, like, what are their biggest pain points? So think of, like, what is my pain right now? And what is my fear that might happen in the future, right? What is my want right now? And what is my aspiration for where I want to go in the future, right? So we're talking about the pain, the away from, both in the present and in the future. And then we're talking about the pleasure, the what we want to get to, the go-to towards, both now and in the future, all right? Does that make sense? So that's really key to understand that. Throughout this process, you want to record this and you want to make sure that you take notes about the specific language that they use. What are the phrases in their heads? Why? Because those are the words that you want to use in your marketing. When you can articulate a problem that people have better than they can themselves in your marketing, then they're automatically going to trust you. And when you can speak their sort of inner dialogue out loud, and they weren't even conscious that this was the dialogue, then they believe you. They know, they believe, they trust you, and they believe that you can solve their problems, okay? And so, and the way that you get that is you just listen to what they're actually speaking when you ask questions, right? It's because then what's unconscious is going to be come out of their mouths, and then that's what you capture, and that's what you use, right? You want to check, if what you have in mind for your offer, for the result that you can generate to them, is something that they value, or is there something they value more? Like, what would make it even more valuable? You want to figure out what are all the objections that they might have. Oh, but that could never work. It would be too much effort on my part. Or, well, I'm special, I can't do it. Or, like, I would need a lot of resources. Or, like, whatever those objections are, capture all of them, because you want to be able to overcome them later in your marketing, in your sales process, okay? Ask them about where they hang out, right? Where are they on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok? Who do they follow on these platforms? Are they listening to podcasts? Do they listen to, like, Joe Rogan, or do they listen to Amy Porterfield, or, like, who are they listening to? Because then you know where to target them, right? Where to find them. Like, you can try to get on those podcasts, or you can try to sponsor those podcasts, or you can run ads on those accounts, or you can try to get some of those people signed up as affiliate partners, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, okay? So figure out where they hang out so that you know where you can reach them. And then also ask them, how do they like being sold to? How do they like, and how are they actually being sold to, right? Like, do they, like, one thing is what you like, the other thing is what we actually do. So it's both are interesting. Obviously, figuring out what they actually do is interesting too, but not if it leaves them with a bad taste in their mouth, right? So, what have they bought, and how do they buy those things, and what made it compelling to them? What was the process like? Was it an Instagram ad? Was it a webinar? Was it, you know, a friend recommended it? Was it an email? What was it that got them? What was it about the messaging or the tone or the style or the sales conversation or whatever? What was it that got them, right? Try to figure out how they like being sold to. We all love buying shit. We all love it. We love buying stuff. We do it all the time, right? So it's figuring out how to make it really nice and pleasurable for people to buy the stuff that you want to sell them. Just be honest, ask them, how do you like to be sold to? How do you like to buy things, right? So this is the first order of business, is, like, talk to these people, get to know the lay of the land, how they feel, and already you might be starting to make some sales, right? That's a good outcome if you start to actually make some sales on this thing. And they're like, damn, yeah, hell yeah, I totally want this thing. This is amazing, right? So have at least five of these conversations if you can, 10 is probably better, but beyond that, you're probably not going to need that much. You know, you can kind of see when you start to get diminishing returns, then it's time to stop and say, I got what I need, right? But then, like, keep all that stuff fresh in your mind, because then we're going to use everything that you've just learned to create your sales collateral, your sales page and your emails and all that other good stuff, right? So keep it top of mind. All right, that's it for now. I will see you very shortly. Bye-bye.